Part 1. Summary and Review. Summary. The Lose Your Belly Fat Diet, Change Your Gut, Change Your Life by Travis Stork is a primer on the benefits of diversity in the human microbiome. In layman's terms, this is known as good gut health. Scientific knowledge about the human gut is rapidly evolving. But at its center lies a basic truth. Diversity in the microbiome is closely connected with good health. Whether or not you want to lose weight, choosing to organize your diet around the principles of good gut health will result in a happier, healthier life. The microbiome consists of microbes, otherwise known as little buddies. Microbes are all sorts of things, most of which people frequently mistake as bad for you. Viruses, fungi, and most of all, bacteria. The population of microbes in your gut is unique to you, but generally speaking, the more the merrier. It's ideal to have a mix of many different kinds, a concept known as biodiversity. You have trillions and trillions of microbes in your gut. These microbes are small but mighty, serving as power players in your body's immune system. There's any number of factors that help determine biodiversity, but the ones that we can most easily manipulate are diet and antibiotic use, or, more accurately, lack of use. Diet is the most important factor of all. Some foods are microbe-friendly, promoting growth, where others threaten or even eradicate microbes. This can have profound implications when it comes to weight loss or gain, as well as wellness and disease. With regard to weight, microbes play a role at almost every level, affecting digestion, appetite, and metabolism. Since microbes are so important to your well-being, it's crucial to eat in such a way that encourages your gut to thrive. The single most effective thing you can add to your diet is dietary fiber, which is found in beans, vegetables, fruits, and other foods. This one change can produce quick results because the microbiome is sensitive and always subject to change, both for better and worse. Food-based interventions like boosting your fiber intake can be much more effective than prescription drugs, without the side effects. There are two classes of food that particularly support gut health: prebiotics and probiotics. Prebiotics include substances like fiber and protein that help bacteria thrive. Probiotics actually contain living bacteria. It's important to choose foods carefully. With prebiotics, buying organic is a consideration. Pesticides and animal antibiotics can harm your health. Probiotics include foods like yogurt, as well as fermented foods like kimchi and sauerkraut. At the same time, there are bad foods that bully bacteria in your microbiome, and obviously these are best avoided. Often the bullies aren't the foods themselves, but the pesticides and chemicals with which the foods have been treated. When it comes to meat, added antibiotics and growth hormones are a common problem. In fact, many researchers believe that animals like cows being pumped full of antibiotics is one cause behind the obesity epidemic. Buying organic and seeking out food from local farmers are two ways to avoid these issues. Organic food can be expensive, so prioritize grass-fed meats, eggs, and delicate produce. Eating organic isn't an all-or-nothing endeavor. Even buying a few organic foods can make a big difference. In addition to diet, there are other ways to cultivate good gut health. One is to avoid antibiotics whenever possible.